If you are identified with the masculine, then when you totally relax, you rest as consciousness, pure awareness, the reflecting mirror to all that is happening. And all that is happening, everything that moves, everything that changes, is the feminine, is she, dancing, changing, moving. So a man's relationship to all appearance is his relationship to woman. What is that relationship? Well, it varies. In some moments, men are obsessed with whatever appears. They want it. They want her. They want money. They want world peace. They want to get something. And they begin to try to grab it. However, there is no separation between consciousness and appearance. In that deep relaxation, you already are that which appears. There is no need to get it. And so over time, that motive to gain a woman or to gain something in the world begins to relax. And then it moves into the second stage of wanting to work things out with the world, to make peace with the world, to make the world and to make your woman workable. How can we have a workable relationship? How can we cooperate together? How can we create harmony in the world and harmony in the relationship? Sometimes that desire for harmony gets to the point of weakening somebody. The desire for peace is a completely masculine desire. The feminine, volcanoes, hurricanes, all emotions, life and death, birth and destruction, the feminine is not motivated towards peace at all. And so sometimes in the second stage, seeking peace, the masculine feels distracted by the feminine rather than obsessed. The masculine feels, oh, I need to spend more time alone meditating. Oh, I need to create a safe haven, go out in the woods, wear monk's clothes, eat in silence, create a kind of specialized peace with less aggression, less chaos, so we're not so distracted, and we could focus on what's important. And of course, what's important to the masculine is always some form of greater freedom. So again, as we relax, we realize that intense and chaotic emotions, weather, storms, are not other than the deepest consciousness. They are forms dancing in and as consciousness. They are the light of consciousness itself. There is no need to change aggressive actions. There's no need to change the weather pattern, to diminish the weather outside or the weather in your love partner. There's no need to have that new age kind of smile and hugginess and softness because you're not anymore afraid of embracing and being everything. And so in the third stage, the superior man does not rest as consciousness separate from the feminine, but rests as consciousness appearing as the feminine, dancing as the world and woman. You already are feeling her from the inside out in the third stage. The feminine then becomes a revelation. In general, then, the first stage man becomes obsessed with the feminine, wanting more and more. The second stage man feels somewhat distracted by the feminine, wants time alone to do their work and project and meditation. The third stage man, although certainly they may want the feminine in moments and also want aloneness, non-distraction in moments, at root, the third stage man is practicing the moment-by-moment relaxation and recognition that all of light, every form, is you, is consciousness. There is no separation. It is a revelation of consciousness. All forms, and specifically woman, is a revelation of love, of light, of consciousness. So in the first stage, men desire women who attract their obsessiveness. So feminine attractiveness is in the first stage, makes you want her. So a first stage woman puts on makeup and clothing and jewelry in order for you to want her. The second stage woman diminishes her attractiveness so there can be more peace, more harmony, more cooperation. A woman who's dressed a little too sexy kind of stands out in the second stage New Age scene. Looks like, is she trying to steal my husband? Is she trying to cause trouble? So sometimes second stage women play down the way they dress or adorn their body in order to help create more harmony. A third stage woman may sometimes dress to attract attention to herself and may sometimes adorn herself in a more diminished way in order to allow more harmony, for instance, in a workplace or in a social situation, all of which is, of course, excellent and good. But a third stage woman also feels that she is here as a gift of light. So in her chosen intimacy in her life, she allows her full radiance to show, knowing she is completely attractive. And that radiance is more attractive than anything else to her, ma'am. Third stage feminine attractiveness is therefore used to open the man to deeper love. It's not used to attract the man to her. It's not used to create harmony. It's used to open the man. It's used to create inspiration, devotion, and even worship. So feminine attractiveness, all men must acknowledge, rules their life in many ways. Not just the feminine attractiveness of women, but the feminine attractiveness of the world, of more money, of peace. Men become motivated to interact with the feminine for a specific result. Again, we move through being obsessed and then feeling distracted by the feminine, and then finally feeling the feminine as a celebration.